The fight for our future starts with belief in our nation and its promise, in our future and its potential. Together we answer America's call to win. We are Marines. We were made for this.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on the Tour Coach. If you're looking to get better at coaching, teaching, or playing the game of golf, you're in the right spot. I'm about to take you behind the scenes, inside the ropes, with all of the people I meet on my journey in the game of golf that are here to shed some experiences and shed some information that's going to help your journey improve and get better. Get ready. Let's go. Let's get better.
All right, y'all, you're listening to Dew Sweeper Podcast, Tour Coach Podcast, presented by Dew Sweepers and Vineyard Vines and Bushnell, Srixon. We've got two absolute coaching legends in the house. Mike Malizia from the club at Admiral's Cove. And we've got Tom Stickney at Jonathan's Landing.
Jonathan's Landing, yes.
Down in Jupiter as well, guys. PGA show, pretty crazy, chaotic scene, but you guys are surviving.
We did.
Yeah.
We got in the octagon. We rumbled a little bit. Had to rough a few people up in some boost, but I think we almost made it.
So
no, almost we won.
You guys,
of course, look at us.
Yeah, tag team match. You guys always come out on top, right?
You don't get a body like this without working out.
No, exactly. So how long have you guys come down to the show? Like, what number is this for you guys? Probably quite a bit.
You stop losing, after 10 years.
Yeah.
You really
just stop counting, right?
A long time.
Yeah, it's like beers.
Yeah.
Just, at some point, you just stop counting.
Yeah.
And dog ears. Dog ears. I did the four shows. That's 4 times 7 is 28. I think it is. Is that right?
So, what was one product you guys saw today that you were like, "This is the most wild thing," but it was also like kind of the coolest, most effective thing that you saw? Was it like a training aid? Was it new clothing, or a brand that you guys work with?
No, I tell you. Well, obviously, all the brands that we work with.
Wing.
Wing.
Yeah. No, but I will say the golf carts were over the top.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That whole, line of golf carts.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That's nuts.
And those things are not cheap. They're pretty expensive.
Yeah. Did you see the solo one?
No.
There's a solo golf cart that they had.
I did. I didn't know what that was, but that's what that was.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's actually a pretty cool concept if you think about it.
Yeah.
I like
the golf carts.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people ask Tom and I, what did you see as far as anything jump out at you? And I don't think it was anything that jumped out at us as much as it was the current products that have just elevated their game. I mean, that was kind of really what took off. And, this is the new things that we're offering. So that was really cool to see.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you guys being in instruction, the game has changed so much. And every year, there's, new technology, there's new training aids, there's new equipment. How do you guys keep up with not only the new trend and, the instruction side of things, but how do you guys use instruction on your students? I obviously know the answer for you, Mike. But Stick, I'm not too familiar with how you're using it.
I am the biggest golf instructional nerd. I sit on YouTube and I go through YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and all these things and just devour it. And so for me, I'm such a techie. I'm always trying to find what's the neat newest thing that, you know, eye tracking software or, you know, or gyroscopic stuff, you know, and it, so for me, it's just a blast. So that's where I always just found everything. And that's what I try to do down here is try to find neat new and different things.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what Tom said. I mean, we, you know, we collaborate together on different things and kind of break it down. And what do you think? How would we use that? How would it help our students? And I think that, you know, it's really, really good, innovative stuff.
Yeah. So you guys both know I'm the average golfer.
Yeah.
And I talk to you a lot, about
like how average?
Bogey golfer.
Okay.
That's
not average. That's better than average.
I mean, everyone says that, but like, there are days where like I'll shoot a 90, but like I didn't put everything out, so it's like a 96.
Yeah, but he's getting a lot better.
I am getting a lot better.
Do you slice it or?
Not anymore.
Very nice.
Yeah, a little bit of a push, but like, I mean, I've worked with you, three or four times now. So.
You know, if Melissa saved you two shots, I could save you four.
Oh, dude, look at this! Stick these. I'm in the octagon right now.
Wait, no,
I'm watching this. They're battling it out.
It gets better than that. It gets better. I didn't say how. I just said, you know, maybe a couple mulligan cards.
Yeah, exactly.
Apple,
right?
Handicap. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real, and so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
I'm Christian McCaffrey, pro running back, and Abercrombie is an official fashion partner of the NFL. I'm not kidding when I say NFL by Abercrombie broke the internet last year, and I think this season's lineup is even cooler. And so does my wife, who keeps stealing all my hoodies. Stay fit for the season and Abercrombie's newest arrivals. Shop NFL by Abercrombie in the app, online, and in store.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Insurance may all seem the same on the surface, but having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like getting a speech from your third cousin's plus one at your wedding when you needed a speech from your best man. You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. When it comes to getting the help you need, State Farm is the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Exactly. So I'm interested, what's the most common question you guys get from an average golfer, right? Like, how do you fix X? What do you think the common thread is on that?
I think the biggest one I get is, how can I be more consistent?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a lot of it is, you have to realize what your limitations are. If you play once a week and you never practice, you're not going to be real consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care. I don't have the magic dust.
Yeah, my first line is that, is first of all, you don't even wake up consistently, right? Every day is a new day. Some days you're tired, some days you have energy. So I think it's more about managing what you have that day than to strive and look for consistency.
No question. And what, you know, tell them about, you know, about your school where you have the swing the same but score better. That's what people are looking for, the consistency in that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, are you looking for consistency or are you looking for a better score? So I have a school that I put out that's same swing, lower score.
I love that.
And I always tell people, look, if you took his head or my head and put it on your body, same skill set, and we went out and played today, you'd shoot 5 to 8 shots lower because we're not going to make the mistakes you're going to make.
Yeah.
And that's not anything skill set wise. It's more of an understanding of how we miss a shot. So, for instance, you know, I go back, everybody we ask, Tom knows this as well as anybody. How far do you hit your seven?
Yeah. Oh, can I answer this?
Yeah.
150. Yeah. Ask me how far I hit my driver.
Yeah.
280. I'm like, do you know how far 280 is?
Yeah, 280.
That's a long way.
But it's funny how I always ask them, how far do you hit your iron, you know, 7 iron?
Yeah.
140. And I'm like, wow, because I hit mine 172 to 160. And they go, what? I go, well, if I pop it, it goes 172. I'm going to miss it all the way down to 160. Which means I have a gap there. So when I go out, dispersion-wise, distance-wise, every shot I play is calculated based on a miss. Every amateur is based on a perfect line, perfect shot, perfect distance, and you can't play that way because that's what makes your score go up, is the higher numbers that they make, the doubles, triples, three putts.
With the blow-up hole.
Yeah. Is there one, so I've been told a lot of different answers to this question, but what is the most important part that, like, if you're a beginner golfer, you would say start on this first before going out on the golf course and recording the score? Like, if you're going to a practice, you're going to the range, what's it, whether it's a club, is it putting, is it, you know?
I say you start on the putting green.
Putting, always.
And work your way backwards.
Yeah.
You know, and in
the
end,
it's just the easiest way to learn.
Yeah, and it's hard the enough confidence. To play the game, and it's discouraging. You stand up there and you say, "Okay, you don't. Here's your driver. You don't run hurdles before you learn how to walk."
Yeah.
I agree. I think creating the form, and if you can do that without a ball that's going to discourage the form of what you're trying to do, then you can focus more on the form of what you're trying to produce, because that's what actually hits the golf shot, right? You're not going to get a result by focusing on results. So amateurs are so result-orientated that they tend to forget about what produced the shot, produced the golf swing, the mechanics.
So final question for you guys. Obviously, everyone's talking about TGL. You know, we've got 3 weeks down now. Mixed results in terms of, like, the head-to-head comparison, but I think there's a lot of buzz and there's a lot of opportunity to see it, like, grow. We're at the PGA show. You know, how obviously innovation's, like, top of mind. Where do you guys see, whether it's TGL, products, the game overall, like, where do you see a lot of opportunity to grow the game outside of what's already being, you know, done or talked about or produced?
You know, I think the neatest thing is just all the young people that are coming into the game.
It's so cool.
And all the products that are catering to a more relaxed golfer. Not, you know, Judge Smales, you know, being all uptight and everything and all that kind of stuff. I think the products that are kind of catering and making it more fun.
Yeah.
It's got to be, it can't be uppity all the time. It's gotta migrate, it's gotta maturate, and I think that's kind of where we're going.
Yeah.
I mean, do you agree, Mark?
Absolutely. You know, I'm more of a traditionalist. So for me it was a little different, but having said that, I think if that's what brings people to the game, new golfers, the younger generation, then I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you guys. Mike Malizia, Club at Admiral's Cove, Tom Stickney, Jonathan's Landing. Where can people find you guys on Instagram?
Tom Stickney Golf on both.
Mike Malizia.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys.